Hi. In my previous story, I told you about why I wanted to lose weight and why I want to help people in losing weight now. And it took me a while before I got to this point. As I told you before, I was worried about my dad when I was a kid, and because he had a big belly, and I was worried that he was going to die at an early age. And well, I told you that when I was 24, he died. But I was, it was not that when he died, I suddenly had the epiphany like, oh, now I'm going to figure out how I can help people in losing weight. It took a while because of two things. It happened later because when I got older, I also gained more weight. And at that point, you know, I didn't want to end up like my father did. When I was 24, I worked in the insurance business at an insurance company, and my father had his own insurance portfolio. So when he passed away when I was 24, I also took over that insurance portfolio. So I was like my DNA was insurances, and it was a big step for me to say, I'm now cutting the insurance industry. I don't want to work in the insurance business anymore, and I wanted to do something else, because you know, my father did have his portfolio, and because I you know, I inherited that, and I didn't just want to let my father down in a way. So and I was good at what I was doing. It just didn't feel right to just sell the insurance portfolio at that point. But you know, after a few years later, and I knew at one point my husband and I want to start having kids, so I couldn't do two jobs. Work at an insurance company and also having my own portfolio. And then I decided to sell my own portfolio, which I inherited from my father, because all his clients were friends and colleagues, and they got older and older as well. And then the portfolio was kind of getting smaller, because a lot of people passed away, and at that point I knew that this wasn't I didn't have enough income from this insurance portfolio, so it was either or sell my insurance portfolio or quit my job. And at that point, I decided to sell the insurance portfolio, because, you know, when you're your own entrepreneur, it's people call you anytime, and even at 10 o'clock in the evening. And I didn't want, when we started to have kids, I'd want to have that free time. That's why I decided to sell my insurance portfolio, but I still stayed in the insurance business. And that shifted when I got older, and I was late in my 30s that I had this kind of struggling inside me about what do I want to do in life, because I knew the insurance business, that just wasn't me. And it's not like, hey, oh, I love insurances, I'm going to advise insurances, going to sell insurances. So that wasn't like, I didn't want to do that. So so that's why it took quite a while before I decided to do something else. And I've seen a lot of people struggling with this, especially when they're in their late 30s or in their mid 40s or in the beginning. People are like, am I still doing what I like to do? Do I want to do this? all these years before I retire. So that was my point that I started to realize I don't want to be in the insurance business anymore. And because I gained weight and I met someone and he could help me with this, then I decided when I got my transformation, I want to help people as well. That's it for now. Until next time.